now. Let's move on the Jefferson Exchange. Some Rogue Valley residents will have a great story for What I Did Last Summer when they get back to school, because they're going to Austria to play music with Siskiyou Violins. Next month, we'll find the group, officially the James M. Collier Siskiyou Violins, in Vienna for a youth music festival. Keep in mind, this is a well-traveled group that has already played Carnegie Hall in New York and the Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. And here's what Siskiyou Violins sounds like playing one of their favorites, Pirates of the Caribbean. So the Siskiyou Violins on their way to Vienna. We have quite a little gathering in the studio with us to talk about the adventure ahead. Faina Podolnaya is the artistic director of Siskiyou Violins. Thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for inviting us.
We also have with us Kelly Pastrano, a board member.
Yes, thank you.
And two of the young players, Rowan Pastrano is 16 years old, no relation to Kelly other than she's his mother. Welcome, Rowan.
Thanks for having me.
And we also have Brooklyn, Brooke Robbins, another violinist from the group. Brooklyn, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So, how long has the group existed, Faina? How did you get started?
I started in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so 20 years at this.
Or 22.
And how young are some of the players?
6 years old.
Wow, and I've seen some of the small violinists. How small are the violins for the players?
It's 1/8, sometimes 1/16.
Uh-huh. That's a small violin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And talk about the two of you then. I mean, Rowan, when did you start playing violin?
I started my freshman year of high school, so about 3 years ago now.
Wow. So, and you're good enough for Siskiyou Violins already, so you have been practicing a lot, I'm going to guess.
Yep, my summers have been pretty full practicing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What attracted you to take up the violin at a relatively late age for violin?
I was accidentally put in the orchestra class, so...
You were accidentally put in the orchestra class?
Yeah, accidentally. So my teacher just said, you'd pick an instrument, so I just picked the violin and stuck with it.
Wow. And how about you, Brooke? How long have you played?
I started when I was in third grade, so mm-hmm. it's been like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And how long with Siskiyou Violins?
I think 3.
Third grade or?
3 years with Siskiyou
Violins. Oh, 3 years with Siskiyou Violins. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So, and what attracted you to the violin in the first place?
My mom wanted me to play. I wanted to play an instrument, so she was like, why try the violin? So.
All right, let's hear another clip. I'll let you make the call, Brooke, about whether we hear the Loveland song from Secret Garden first or the Paragon Rag.
I say the one from Secret Garden.
Okay, let's hear the Loveland song from Secret Garden for just a bit. So, Faina, you sound beautiful there. How often do you practice with Siskiyou Violins?
The point is that I practice every lesson with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very tailoring job. Mm-hmm. I tailor everybody, and then we have rehearsal together. At the rehearsal, we just play together, and I train them during the lessons, mm-hmm. private lessons.
Wow. So how long have some, you mentioned some of the players are as young as 6. I mean, have some of them been with you for 10 years?
Yes, 10 and more.
Uh-huh. And so how did the trip to Vienna come about?
I don't even remember. Some parent offered us that trip, and they tried to push me for several months to do it, and I was against it. Because I knew how hard it would be, knowing how difficult it was to prepare kids for Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid of doing it the same again. But some student of mine, he just convinced me that I have to do it. And I'm very happy that I said yes.
Was it one of the students in this room?
No. Okay.
So talk about what happens, Kelly Pastrana, when you have a child in the group and you're a board member too, and suddenly somebody says, let's go to Vienna.
Yeah, so we kind of came in later in the game. So Rowan actually just started with Faina last fall. And so they had already made the decision to go to Vienna. But it was really exciting to know that you know, all of that practicing and, you know, learning all those skills, new skills for him, that they'd be able to be put to use in Vienna. So it's been really exciting, and I'm excited to be involved as a board member to be at all the rehearsals. And you can't help but get involved when there's so much excitement going on.
We're talking about the James M. Collier Siskiyou Violins going to Vienna, Austria for the 16th annual Summa Cum Laude International Youth Music Festival coming up in July. We have Faina Poldolnaya, the artistic director, with us. Kelly Pastrano is a board member. We have Brooke Robbins and Rowan Pastrano, both of the young people in the group. And let's hear another bit of their music. This is called Paragon Rag. Indeed, a rag. Faina Poldolnaya, what? How tough are the logistics in pulling together everybody and the money and the plane tickets and the hotel reservations?
Everything is done by our amazing board of directors. I just teach them to play higher, low, and loud and quiet. That's everything I'm doing.
She makes it sound so easy. Rowan, is it that easy?
I think she does a lot more than that. She really brings the group together in a special way.
And what would you say, Brooke, are the things that help to make a group of people playing the same instrument play together better?
Definitely Faina. She's been teaching for so long, so she knows how everything works, and she knows what makes us all play our best. She keeps us together.
And so who can tell us a little more about the festival itself, the Summa Cum Laude International Youth Music Festival?
It is the most prestigious festival in the world. And it is a big honor for us to be part of that festival. We are very excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will say that part of the history that I became aware of, the history of why they chose this, was post-quarantine. They were limited in where they could play. And so they wanted to find something that was challenging and exciting. And Emily Severson, one of our other board members, found this... this competition that's under the World Projects umbrella, and it's just a very prestigious and an elite opportunity for these musicians, and so we're very excited.
So, Faina, is it just concerts? Is it concerts and competition, or what?
There are two divisions. One just celebration, the group, just going to Vienna, and the other one is competition. And for a long time, we were thinking about just participating and celebration, our group. And then my students, they pushed me to to competition. Mm-hmm. And I said yes, because I'm very competitive as well.
I saw you raise a fist a moment ago. You go into this with a real mindset of you want to do the best possible.
We want to compete. Mm-hmm. And that's why they practice very seriously.
So, Brooke Robbins, we got to hear from Rowan about his practice schedule. What is yours like? How often do you practice and rehearse?
I practice every day I'm home, which is mostly like 5-6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I'll practice to like 45 minutes to an hour when I can.
And then when you're together with the group, how long are your joint sessions?
Our rehearsal for Siskiyou Violins is an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then our private lessons vary personally.
Mm-hmm. What are the things that you've learned in working with a group that have refined your violin playing?
Definitely my confidence has grown a lot playing with more of a group. I feel like I can play more open. And yeah, I've definitely grown through Siskiyou Violins a lot.
So, Rowan, you're surrounded by a lot of talent here who's been playing for a lot longer than you have. It sounds like a bit of an honor for you to get included in this group.
Yeah, I definitely think it's an honor. And just being able to adapt to play with them has been pretty challenging, but I think it's been really good.
And how excited are you guys, or nervous, or some combination thereof, to be going to Vienna for this competition? Brooke, why don't you start?
I'm so excited. I'm excited to see the city, but also I'm very nervous for the competition.
Mm-hmm. And how about you?
I'm super excited. It's my first time out of the country, so I'm just excited to see the culture, how it differs, and then the competition. I haven't really thought about the nerves for the competition.
Those come later, do they, Faina?
I'm very excited to represent our country. I'm very patriotic. Mm-hmm. And even I called Miami Youth Symphony Orchestra that also go to Vienna, and I said, hi, compatriots, we are going to represent our beautiful country in Europe. And now we made friends with that symphony orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
From Miami.
So James M. Collier, Siskiyou Violins, off to Vienna for the 16th annual Summa Cum Laude International Youth Music Festival. There is a special concert coming up, sort of a tune-up, I guess, for going to Vienna. That'll be tomorrow night, June 26th at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Ashland. Faina Podolnaya, thank you again so much.
Thank you so much.
Kelly Pastrano from the board, thank you.
All right, thank you.
And Brooke Robbins and Rowan Pastrano, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Short break on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back. Stay tuned.